When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we were talking about the BMW Championship and everything happening at Belrive Country Club with Frank and Dan Reardon, our golf expert, no relation, as I like to say, is going to join us at 5:30 with a preview. Frank wasn't kidding, by the way. Rory was just awful over the weekend. But, you know, he's the caliber of player that, you know, can turn it around relatively quickly. So I'll be very curious. I was just looking at the media schedule, and I'm going to be out there covering the next 2 days, and then I'm off on Thursday and Friday, but Rory's going to be there for a press conference on Wednesday morning before the Pro-Am, so be interesting to see what he has to say. So this was really unbelievable at the Indiana Fever game with Atlanta last night, the Atlanta Dreams, and really good game. It went into overtime, but there were two locals, Kelsey Thomas and her daughter Annie, that bought tickets that were just a couple of rows from courtside. They were each wearing XXXY athletic t-shirts on. I love XXXY. Jen is a good friend. I love the gear, but they've been getting a lot of attention. So here's what, listen what happened.
We were made to cover up our XXXY shirts at this game.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
They gave us shirts.
They gave us t-shirts during overtime and told us we had to leave.
And this is for the girl.
Or cover our shirts. This just happened.
That's ridiculous. Now, the WNBA actually just issued a statement that I saw, and they said that that should not have happened. But it did happen. And what happened was, is there was somebody that had a trans rights shirt on that was right by courtside and was very visible on the TV coverage. Apparently, somebody told that person to zip up their sweatshirt, and then that person complained about these two. But you should never be told. There's nothing offensive about that. There's no vulgarity. It's just a brand of clothing. And it happens to make a bit of a statement, but a lot of brands make a statement. So it's amazing what's happening. Good for Jen Say. She's getting a ton of attention. Amy Seuss is with us. She's a woman's right advocate based in the state of Washington, where things are kind of nutty out there in Washington State. Amy, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
I cannot believe, I mean, every week something like this seems to happen. I mean, where you were, you had a co-owner of the Seattle Storm that actually made a little 16-year-old girl cry a couple of weeks ago. What the hell is happening out there?
It's really astounding to me how saying something as simple as I think girls deserve privacy in their locker rooms and fair sports has been such a remarkable thing to say. This should not be a remarkable statement. This is a very common sense, logical statement, and we have gathered to support Sophie Cunningham at numerous rallies and have just been ultimately cheerleaders. We've come with balloons, we've come with posters, we've come with bubbles, and the response to us has been just horrible in many cases.
Let me ask you, though, because why do you think that is? Is it the lens from which those people are seeing things? Are they just beholden to what I call the alphabet mafia? And that's why they have to, because to actually, you know, cheer against Sophie Cunningham for her simple position that's common sense that 90%+ of the country agrees with just seems ridiculous. So that leads me to believe that the fans that are cheering against her, the people that are going against you and other people who are protesting, are not informed very well, first and foremost. And they're just, you know, it's ironic, isn't it, Amy? Because they think that a lot of us are full of hate, trans hate and all this. I think it's exactly the opposite in many of these circumstances.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think what I think we're doing by making a public statement about this, I think we're exposing the fact that self-ID is not compatible with protecting women and girls on the basis of sex. These two things, these two positions are simply cannot coincide. You ultimately have to pick one. If you really want to protect women and girls on the basis of our sex, then you have to admit that men cannot self-ID into our category. And by us being visible and public and upfront about our position of being pro women and girls, we're not anti anyone, we're simply pro women and girls on the basis of sex. But this position is unfortunately automatically to them going to be anti their position because they are in a way sex denialists. They're denying the category of sex and how important it is to safeguarding and privacy and fairness.
And what do you think about the WNBA's response to this? Because, you know, they basically, I think they're kind of doubling down a little bit in some of their statements. But what's interesting is there's two things I think in this conversation that are completely missing, even from today in the conversation with what happened in Atlanta. It almost seems like it didn't happen, but it did happen. Okay. You had an allegation by a coach or a co-owner in this particular case in Seattle. And then you have Stephanie White, who's the coach of the Fever, that, you know, gets all upset. She thumps her fist down on the table last week. She doesn't like her treatment from what's happening on social media, but she refuses to offer any perspective with her former player who went on social media. And when she was kicked out of a game because of a hard foul on Sophie Cunningham, she said white supremacy. That particular, you know, social media post is completely missing from the conference. No one's bringing that up. It's almost like it never even happened. And uh-huh. I think people should be talking about that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, I think it's, what I love to see is that our public conversation has pushed the WNBA to review its policy. However, I think the way that they're going about reviewing their policy is really disingenuous. They're saying that they're going
Agreed.
To review
yeah.
their quote unquote transgender policy. Well, the fact of the matter is there have already been quote unquote openly trans players. Laisha Clarendon was the first openly trans player. She got a double mastectomy while she was playing because of her claimed non-binary identity. So she has considered herself the first openly trans player. She was on the cover of ESPN and Sports Illustrated because of this. And my point here is that this is why I continue to say this is not about identity. There will always be women who claim opposite sex identities or non-binary identities who will play with the women. So this is not an identity-based issue or a segregation on the basis of identity. It is simply about sex. And we have already seen in the NBA players like Dennis Rodman, who have famously been gender bending and gender nonconforming. The men's team is a perfectly great space for nonconforming men. And we are simply asking for the category of sex to be protected because it does involve fairness and safeguarding issues.
Yeah, and that's why it doesn't really, you know, like Sophie Cunningham even says, look, I think what I said.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really. Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Ed, it's just kind of common sense, and that's what a lot of us think. But it's not being treated that way. So when they say, WNBA comes out with a statement that says hate, abuse, and demonization of any group of people, including transgender people, only fuel fear, division, and harm. We will continue to have hard conversations, but we will not be used as political pawns. Support the players, support the fans. Well, how about support the players like Sophie Cunningham? I think they want to say support the players, except for her, right? Don't support her. MAGA Barbie, we don't want to support her. We want to support everyone else.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, they are a political organization. If you look on their website, they sell T-shirts that are branded WNBA sold T-shirts that include these rainbow colors, that include, you know, the trans rainbow colors. They have a couple of different shirts that fall under their Pride line that include this. So they have already taken a political position, and that political position alienates women and girls on the basis of our sex.
Isn't Sophie kind of amazing? You know, I've followed her for a long time, maybe because of my, I've got some roots in Columbia, Missouri, lived there for a long time, went to the University of Missouri where she played. She also played high school at Rockbridge High School. And, you know, she's just been a hero in this. But you just have to wonder, like, after that happened with the Seattle Storm, she tweets, "I truly believe there is a safe space and love for everybody," all caps, "biological girls, biological boys, trans women, trans men, everyone is welcome at my table. You can disagree and still be kind. Bravo to those young girls standing up for what they believe. You'll be hearing from me more." Everything that she does, there's no hate, right? There's no vitriol. She's kind. She's loving. She says she's opening, welcoming. But she's still the target of all these people. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's really sad to see, and I'm just so glad that she has such a sassy, fun, resilient personality. I feel like you can tell if you watch her, you know, her TikTok or her Instagram. She just has a very fun personality and a great sense of humor, and an incredible integrity. And we have seen that because I think we have often in the media seen celebrities of one form or the other who have stuck their head above the parapet to
yeah.
stand on the side of women and girls who, when pushed, you know, have pulled back their position. And I think the remarkable thing was not only that Sophie Cunningham said this in the first place, the really remarkable thing to me is that when she was pushed, she doubled down
said what I said. You know, what's also interesting is, you know, I follow a fair amount of celebrities. I think a lot of us do on Twitter. And there's some folks that I was not expecting to kind of get involved in this debate. I'll use John Cleese as an example. He tweets a lot and he's really, really liberal. I mean, very liberal. But on this issue and on the issue with J.K. Rowling, he totally is on the side of common sense. I see a lot of, and that's what I think that the trans rights people, they don't really get that, because they seem to come off as people who are very full of hate, and they don't seem to be the understanding people in any of this. And I think that that's part of the issue here, is the messaging that Sophie's kind of stood up for. It's taking hold, and it's finally
yeah.
taking hold. And I think that's a good thing, and it's going to be good for women's sports. And by the way, the WNBA should be just relishing this. They've never had more attention than this in their entire history.
Exactly, they should. And, you know, what is so frustrating to me is the unwillingness to have a honest conversation about the safeguarding issue. They will automatically call bigot. They will automatically call transphobe. I have been called so many names I have been an activist on this issue for the past 10 years. So I have been speaking out about this since 2016.
Good for you. I love it. Yeah.
So I have been called every name in the book that you can imagine. And in all of the ways that I have attempted to have honest conversations about this with the opposition, no one will ever face that this is a safeguarding issue for women and girls.
Yeah, so I asked Riley Gaines that question one time, because that's the key question. Why can you not at least admit, like Martina Navratilova, like Caitlyn Jenner, like a lot of athletes have, admit that this is a fairness issue? And Riley's answer was, well, then the whole house of cards just falls, because then you can't say, you know, a woman is a woman, right? So, and that's why they never break from that. And I think it's backfiring right now. Amy Sousa, thanks for all your, you know, heroic efforts in the last decade as well. This is an important moment, an important movement. Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. I wanted to play a little bit more audio here, because on this issue, this is another one of those things that's kind of, you know, I think backfiring on the Democrats. Although, having said that, most Democrats are on the same side as we are on this issue. They know it's common sense. Here's Charlemagne the God.
I cannot believe that people are falling for tricks like this right before the midterm elections.
That's what,
like, this is so dumb for Democrats to even be going back down this road, having this conversation. And I hate when they conflate two things, because guess what? I don't know why Sophia Cunningham was asked this question, but if she's asked, should biological men play in the WNBA? The answer should be no. There is no, whoa, so are you saying transgenders don't have a right to say, man, shut the
Yeah, exactly. So Charlemagne gets it. It's common sense. He understands that. The WNBA and their ownership and their leadership, they don't get that. Here's Sage Steele, who's been also heroic in her efforts after leaving ESPN and being one of the lonely voices there.
This is about young girls. Just follow what tennis has done, WTA. Just follow what the IOC has done. It is not that hard. If leadership was good, maybe the players wouldn't feel the need to continue this charade.
And by the way, you know, I mentioned how the WNBA is getting all this attention. Are the ratings increasing?
Yes, the ratings are going up, and I love that for women's sports. At the same time, for the wrong reason. What happens when Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham, if the Fever don't go deep into the playoffs, the ratings are going to tank like they did last year?
Here's Caitlin Jenner. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Sue. I still, we grew up, like, I was my daughter's age, right, when Bruce Jenner was winning his gold medals.
Yep.
I was 11 years old. So it's what's, but it is what it is, right, Caitlin? But what's interesting
He's
is
an adult. Yeah.
He is still on the side of fairness in sports,
yes,
which I think is very important here and should be a voice that's recognized.
XX, you're in. XY, you're out. It's that simple. I want to protect women's sports.
Right.
Title IX was one of the greatest legislations, and it was over 50 years ago, for women's equality. It happened to be in sports. But look at what it's done for women's sports. I don't want that to be ruined.
So that's, you know, one side of the equation. Yeah. The other side of the equation right now is Caitlin Clark continues to be just completely treated differently than any of the other players. So there was a foul that was called on her. Sue, if you look at the video of this, and you'll hear the announcers describe it, it basically, at most, looks like Caitlin Clark's fingernails may have brushed up against the jersey of her opponent. And they called her for a hard foul. And you'll hear the announcers here. The announcers are like, oh, this is challenged because the Fever challenged it. This will be overturned. No, it wasn't overturned.
The balance with which Howard takes the shot. She's just kind of on a fade a little bit. Watch this. Like,
no.
It's almost like fingertips on a keyboard. I will be stunned if they do not overturn that call.
Clark immediately was asking for a challenge.
After review, the contact by Caitlin Clark is deemed illegal. Therefore, it is an unsuccessful challenge. Indiana is charged a timeout.
Yeah, so they were wrong about that. And, you know, I noticed there was a tweet by Terry McCauley today. And he's a guy, Sue, I think if you watch football, you know who he is, because he used to be, you know, a referee, and now he's one of those guys that is, you know, in the studio, or he's just...
Oh, good.
He's available. Right. No, he's available when they need him in New York to clarify something that happens during a football game.
That's,
you know,
smart.
So he's like the rules official. He doesn't have to be on the field making all those decisions anymore. But one of the things that he said is, you notice that that referee said Caitlin Clark, did not say her number, right?
Oh, that's true.
So Terry McCauley said, using a player's name during a foul or review announcement is incredibly unprofessional. I've never heard it done before in any sport I've watched or been involved with. It personalizes the ruling, which should always be avoided. That's an interesting point,
that
right?
That is an interesting
It should
interesting
not have been
point.
Her name. It should have been her number.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.